This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
It's the final game of the four-game set between the Athletics and the Yankees from the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. It's going to be Alex Wood up against Nestor Cortez, two lefties on the bump. Brian Sabian, who's had an unbelievable career in our game, back with the Yankees, going to be going into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, will join us in moments. But before that, we go to Johnny Dosco. Johnny, how are you there in the Bronx?
I'm great, Townie. Doing great. Final game of the four-game set. We've been here a while, but it's been a nice stay. And you got a win here, you get a split before you go to Baltimore. So, look, the bad news about Geloff, of course, but Darryl Hernandez is up, and hopefully the A's can get a win here tonight.
Yeah, it's tough to see Geloff go on the IL, but it's got to be the next man up mentality.
Yeah.
And here you go, Hernandez, you're back in the big leagues. What are you going to do with it?
Exactly. You found out in the second inning, the first inning, I think, of that game last night. And Fran told him, Hoy Park actually said, "Hey, I'm going to need your card." And he said, "What are you talking about? I'm going to need your card." And then Fran told him later, he said, "Hey, you're going to the big leagues again." So his first time coming to Yankee Stadium, first time playing at Yankee Stadium. And he was excited on the bus ride over. And obviously the team really pretty bummed out about Geloff, but you're right, next man up. And Schumann's at second base in the ball game tonight, and Hernandez is going to play third base, Nick Allen at short. So you got to move on. No one's going to feel sorry for you in the league. You just got to move on. So it's frustrating for the ball club for sure, because Geloff was starting to see the ball a little bit better, and you kind of had that feeling he was about to go on a roll.
Zach Geloff, strained left oblique, so it's just something that's going to need a lot of rest. Johnny, you start looking at the numbers for Alex Wood.
Yeah.
He really needs a good start, because if it's another rough one, you have to start asking some questions about him being in the rotation.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Wood, 4 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs against Washington. Then at Cleveland, did go the 5 innings, allowed 8 hits and 4 runs. He hasn't had one of those dominant outings at all. His best outing was really against the Red Sox, 5 innings, 6 hits and 3 runs. He ended up striking out 7. That was his best outing. He just has not been overly sharp, and, you're going to need him to go 6 tonight. You really do. They're really not a day off here until next week, so you're going to have Alex Wood give you some length here in this ball game tonight. So hopefully you can tame this Yankee lineup that started to get hot in the ball game last night. But you need a good performance from Wood for sure, no question.
We know how big last year's performance for Rooker was at MLB Network when he joined MLB Central, the morning show.
Yeah.
Today it was Mason Miller's turn. Is there a buzz about that today at the ballpark?
Yeah, guys were talking about it. And, of course, he handles himself so well. He's so mellow, off the mound. He gets on the mound, he just fires it up, 102, 103. And they asked some great questions. It was really enjoyable watching that interview. I watched it today. And, there's definitely a buzz about Mason Miller around, not only around here, but around all of baseball. Everybody's talking about around baseball, and it's great that we get to see him firsthand. Of course, I was telling Vinny that I don't get to see him because I'm going down. We're in the same situation. I'm going down to get the interview. I don't get a chance to see Mason Miller throw, so I'm a little envious of that. But he really is. Just watching the highlights and watching what he's able to do to opposing hitters, it's remarkable.
And we had a lot of people that were texting us during A's Cast Live. Well, where was Johnny? Why wasn't Johnny on there too?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what,
MLB Network didn't reach out with the
no
invite?
I think I'm kind of low on that totem pole right there, Tommy. I appreciate it. I appreciate your love for me. Thank you.
I think about stars. I think of Mason Miller. I think of Johnny D. Bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Come on, bro.
No chance. Come on.
Look a bro up. Hey, you have a good call. I'll talk to you in the third.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, he's one of the great executives in baseball history. Was in the Bay Area for a long time. Back with the Yankees. Brian Sabian joins us next, right here on A's Total Access.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, now joining us here on A's Cast Live, he's truly a Bay Area baseball legend, a career absolutely unbelievable. He's going into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, led the Giants to 3 championships, but his tenure with the Giants, so much success. The great Brian Sabian joins us. Sabes, thank you so much for taking the time today, and congratulations on this wonderful honor.
I really appreciate it. It's amazing to think that I'm going to be in such esteemed company with all the great teams and great players that have come through the Bay Area. It's certainly humbling.
Yeah, I mean, you think of, I mean, we're talking about Olympians, NFL, college, NBA. Some of the greatest athletes in the history of sports are in this Hall of Fame. And I just think back to when I started my career. I started at KNBR in 1996. It's when you kind of come rolling in, and I'll never forget when you made the Matt Williams trade, everybody freaked out. Did you ever think back then, man, I could be able to be a Bay Area Sports Hall of Famer?
Well, the irony was both Matt and Barry were making half our payroll. So, unfortunately, we had to make a bold move, which he did. And, you know, I guess the blowback was understandable because Matt was, you know, brought up in the organization, fan favorite, and it was just the nature of the beast.
You know, sometimes you don't know how good you have it until it's gone. And I think about that with Bay Area baseball and all these years, you know, in all these different sports, we see general managers and now everybody's got fancy titles, VPs of this and everything. But the leaders of a franchise in all these different sports, it turns over so fast. To think how lucky we were in the Bay Area to have you and Billy Bean at the head of these two franchises and all the success that the Giants had and the A's had. Just go back in that time, because I know you've known Billy for a long time. What was that like from your perspective, what you guys were doing? Moneyball was starting, a book was written, a movie, A's were having success. Just take us back in that time and your relationship with Billy Bean.
Well, I think the irony, if you looked at the two organizations on balance, we probably were overachieving against the field from year to year. And, of course, our life changes, you mentioned, once we get into the new ballpark. I think what's interesting, I don't know that either organization perhaps got enough credit because of being on the West Coast. And, as you know, this sport tends to be East Coast-centric. But it was a special place and time. And I think both of us look back at it fondly. You know, we weren't, you know, back when this all started, involved in you know, the rivalry of interleague play so much as paying attention to, you know, and respecting what each organization was able to do under tough circumstances.
You know, there's a lot of people who have the debate of who the greatest player is of all time. And there's quite a few guys out there. I just know, for me watching baseball, I've never seen anybody like Barry Bonds. From Pittsburgh to San Francisco, Barry Bonds, the best player I've ever seen. Obviously, dealing with Barry, he wasn't always easy to deal with. It's just a reality. But, you know, being a scout at heart, being around this game all these years, building championship teams, when you think back of your relationship with Barry Bonds and being around Barry Bonds, what do you think about your time with him, who truly is one of the greats of all time?
Well, first and foremost, I think you have to realize that his foundation of greatness in baseball really was the result of being an elite athlete. He probably could have played almost any sport at the highest level. And as we all know, he really had put himself on the map in Pittsburgh and was a 5-2 player and a budding superstar before the Giants was, you know, lucky enough to sign him. I found that Barry respectfully needed space. He was very good at doing his own thing to get ready, not only for the season, but, you know, just his daily routine. And we all respected that. You know, like any superstar, you're facing different challenges on a day-to-day basis. That I'm sure it wasn't easy being him, or it wasn't easy dealing with the stuff that he had to deal with as the result of his stardom. But I would say on balance, our relationship was very good, and it was built on mutual respect.
The entire interview, you can see it on the A's YouTube channel, or you can check it out and download it, athletics.com/A's cast. What a cast, talking about going into the Bischoff Hall of Fame. You got John Taylor and Patrick Willis, two of the great Niners, Patty Marlowe, one of the great Sharks. Buster Posey, his catcher, he's going in with. You can check out the list. It's very, very impressive. But congratulations to Brian Sabian, truly one of the great baseball executives. Coming up next, Max Muncy 2.0 joins Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. Now four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Fourth and final game of a four-game stint against the New York Yankees. It'll be a southpaw matchup. Alex Wood going up against Nestor Cortez for your pitching matchup. I sat down with A's top prospect, Max Muncy, and we discussed what he's working on in order to get the call to the big leagues. it's interesting when I see some of the things that you talk about, you stay mentally ready and ready for the call. What are you doing in order to make sure that you're mentally ready to eventually wear the green and gold?
Yeah, I think extra reps every day. I think I've just kind of used it recently as like a fuel type of thing. You know, sometimes when it's hard, you don't want to do, you know, the extra stuff. I just think, you know, I got to be ready for Oakland. So I'm going to go out there and do the extra things and take the extra couple reps. So I think it's just partially using it as fuel to, you know, try to better myself every day.
We talked to Kotz about you this offseason. He's really liked your approach. You know, you get better each year, each offseason. There's also a maturation approach to the plate and your offensive capabilities. Are you finding more patience at the plate, or what have you noticed you've grown as far as your offense goes?
Yeah, I just think after so many at-bats, eventually you're going to start to figure things out. I think it's a lot of patterns. Just kind of figure out how the game flows and what to do in certain situations. And I think there has been a maturity, obviously, since the beginning. Since I first got into minor league baseball, I think there was a lot of swing and miss early, and I still have it, but I feel like it's just more controlled or maybe in better scenarios. So I really think it's just more at-bats has really helped me just kind of calm down. And I think the double-A experience, I think that was big for me. Playing well there, because then you kind of know you can do it.
What did you learn during the double-A experience that is certainly helping you with that, your promotion at triple-A?
I think definitely being under Bobby Crosby, who's now in the big leagues, which I'm stoked about. but I think he did a great job with me. He could have done any better. Just kind of let me do my thing at first, and then I remember him calling me over and just saying, hey, this is what I see, and this is what I think you need to work on. And a big thing was just patience. Mm-hmm. Letting the game come to me. He always said that he just felt like I was so quick to try to do, you know, hit a homer, you know, mm-hmm. do the most to help the team, and which, you know, he loved, but he was like, the only way you do that is being patient. And I think kind of hearing that from someone that's played in the big leagues and was the player that he was kind of helped me to understand, like, all right, I'm gonna take his advice and I'm gonna try it. I think once I went and tried to put it in the game, I think that's when it really started to take off.
Was that an instant thing for you, or was it like a couple times you had to practice it?
Yeah, it was definitely like there was a lot of him almost checking in with me, like, hey, that wasn't it, or, you know, I know it, this idea is still in your mind, but you're losing it a little bit. So I think that was the big thing for me, is having him there to kind of, you know, keep letting me know. Because sometimes you do something so much, you kind of fade away from it, and you don't even know. It's in your mind, but you're not fully committed to it. So he was kind of there to let me know, hey, you know, from my perspective, it didn't look like you were being patient. And I'd be like, all right. And then I'd kind of re-lock in on it. So I think it was great to have him there to remind me.
Certainly, and he has the everyday shortstop mentality, but he also helped you with the mental side of it all. What did he help you in that aspect?
Patience, I think, was what I said before, was a big thing. And I think maybe just not being so hard on myself sometimes, him just being like, you know what, you're going to make mistakes, but you got to make an adjustment to the next at-bat. You know, instead of striking out and thinking about that at-bat and then going up and not being prepared, that was a big thing. It was like, hey, if you get out, understand why, and then the next at-bat you go up, be ready for, you know, to do something good that at bat.
You got a big smile on your face, and you were talking about the fact that he did get his big league opportunity once again. When you heard that he was going to be up with the big league staff, how'd that make you feel?
I was so stoked. I was stoked for him. I think he deserved it. I mean, I didn't have a crazy amount of time with it, but even the guys I talked to that spent, you know, 1, 2, 3 years with him, seeing that they were also happy was, like, great, because they, you know, they also think he deserved it, and they were with him that extended period of time. But I think, you know, if he helped me as much as he did in a couple months, I can only imagine what he's going to do up there.
Before I let you go, we talked about the offensive approach. How are you feeling about your defensive game right now?
Not the best so far. Obviously trying out some new positions, so I got to get used to that. But I think it'll come around. It's just one of those things that it's going to take a couple more reps for me, a couple more lessons from coaches probably to get me back on track. But, you know, it is what it is. And when I'm ready, I'm ready. That's kind of
all about the reps.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time.
Of course. All right.
Got an idea. We're going to see old Max Muncy 2.0 at the big league level at some point this year. Coming up next, Johnny D and Lucas Ercik. We're getting you ready for the A's and the Yankees right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Back on A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, Lucas Erceg is with us. And Lucas, first of all, being in the back end of the bullpen, you and I talked at the beginning of the year, talked about that being a possibility. How has that been for you, being in the back end of the pen this year?
It's been a great opportunity so far. I've been enjoying the process of seeing how the game plays out and being able to kind of not really make my own schedule, but kind of move with the game and kind of see how the game unfolds. It's been fun.
When you got called up last year, when you got the opportunity to get to the big leagues for the first time, pitching a big league game, you had your routine last year. Has your routine, your daily routine, changed this year?
No, not really. I think it's been more or less the same. I think I've just been trying to keep my mindset and my focus on just controlling what I can control and being ready for every opportunity that presents itself to me.
Coming from the offensive side of it, being a hitter, has that helped you? I didn't ask you this last year. As being a hitter helped you as a pitcher, seeing that perspective?
Yeah, I think at first it may have gotten in the way of the way I thought about, sequencing pitches. But the more experience I've had out on the mound, especially at the big league level, you kind of figure out what works in what situations and kind of being able to eliminate that back and forth game that I've tended to play with myself, trying to outsmart the hitter and kind of get in my own way. So I've just been, focusing on my breathing and trusting in what, Shea and I have talked about just going with our gut.
It was early March and I saw you in spring camp and you said to me, look, I take nothing for granted. I'm trying to make this team. I don't feel I'm a lock for this team. I have to constantly prove myself, and that's your mindset.
That's every day, man. I try and go out there and work as hard as I can, knowing that if anything were to happen, that I put it all out there and that I have no regrets in the things that I do on a day-in, day-out basis.
From your perspective, from the bullpen's perspective, what's it like to see your good friend Mason Miller out there throwing 102, 103? What's it like watching him do his thing?
Dude, it's coming out of the night for us, and it's so much fun to watch. I more times than not, I have to go up and, get my arm carry done, so I'm watching on TV, but it's so crazy to me how just effortless and cool, calm, and under control the 103 looks. I mean, every outing, it seems like it's a lot of fun to watch.
There's a special bond for you guys, all the pitchers, but especially the guys in the bullpen. What's it been like down there with this particular group?
We have a really good mix of some younger guys and a good mix of some older guys that kind of know how the game works, and the really nice and comforting thing about being down in the bullpen with that mix is how well we're able to stay focused and keep that attention on the game, but at the same time keep it loose and relaxed and really just try and be present throughout the game and make sure that we're all we all know the roles that we are supposed to be ready for. And like I said, I mean, it's a great group of guys down there, and we really do have a lot of fun. But when it comes time and that phone rings, we're all hungry for it. We're all ready for it.
Well, I know you've been through so much in your life, and there's so many people so proud of you. Keep it going. Appreciate the chat, and we'll talk real soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Lucas Erceg, our guest. Townie, let's send things back to you.
I love Lucas Erceg. Coming up next, stat of the day, Darren Bush with Vince Cotroneo, all coming your way right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. nestbetting.com. That's nestbetting.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Betting, love where you sleep.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Time for the stat of the day. Nestor Cortez, Nasty Nestor, he's exactly that at Yankee Stadium. In 34 career starts in the Bronx, including postseason, he's 11-2 with a 2.73 ERA. The Yankees have won 24 of those 34 contests. That's very impressive. Got to go get him. And let's not get the errors coming back. I know yesterday, tough game, but 20 errors in 25 games. A lot was early, but there's been a couple lately. Got to shore up that defense. And for Alex Wood, it's a big start. You know, he hasn't won a game as a starter since going back to June 17th when he was with the San Francisco Giants last year. Need a good outing from him. And a nice win today, split this series, head to Baltimore. It's all you got to think about. Win today, all that matters. And a four-game split in New York, big deal. Coming up next, Darren Bush sits down with Vince Cotroneo next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship-caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
An opportunity for the Athletics to gain a split of the series against the Yankees. They wrap up the four-game set tonight, and we visit with the A's bench coach and director of hitting, Darren Bush. And Darren, throughout the course of the first 25 games or so, each player has had an individual opportunity to have some success. How do they build on that? How do you continue to work on the process to get some consistent success?
It's exactly that. It's a process, you know, and they have shown success. Each one of them individually has had games where they've done extremely well. It's a learning process. It's understanding the pitchers, understanding you, having a good, solid game plan. But for the most part, the majority of them are sticking to the process. And hopefully, over time, we'll start to see the results we would like to see. You know, we are seeing improvements, and that's a good sign.
How hard is it for a young player to find the routine at the highest level facing the best pitchers basically on the planet?
it's extremely difficult. I mean, you're trying to prepare every single day to put yourself in the best position for success. And, you know, everybody has a routine that they go through, and then you start the season. And you start the season and things get exposed, and you have to find a way to adjust. And so you have to stay within your routine, but at the same time, you have to have a plan for each guy, and you have to work on having that tool for that guy.
Bushy, it seemed like when Zach Geloff came up last year, one thing that he seemed to do so well from the beginning was believe that what I was doing to this point to get me to where I am now, those are the things I can continue to use, knowing that there were going to be challenges and adjustments. But still, the guy that I was in the minor leagues is going to be the guy that could get the job done on the big league level. What's that process like for a young player as he tries to figure out, you know, I did have success down there, I can have that success up here?
And you're right, you know, and he did that. He had success. He came up here. He had success right out of the gate. But Zach is just like the majority of major league players that come up after their first year or their first time up and having success. The league does a good job of figuring you out, and they continuously pound the things that you are showing flaws in. And Zach has done, in my opinion, a great job of recognizing and sticking to his routine and being confident in the fact that he just needs to have a better plan of attack, and he just needs to make sure that he stays with his plan. And he's shown moments where it's been really, really good, and he's shown moments where he's shown the signs of just a young player that the league has made some adjustments on, and Zach will definitely make the adjustments he needs to make to be successful.
Do you and Crony and Aldo, as you all work together with the hitters, do you use as maybe as a small tool in the overall picture, hey, look, Paul Goldschmidt won an MVP. He's struggling. Spencer Torkelson hit 31 home runs this last year, and he's not getting the job done. Aaron Judge is still trying to find his swing in 2024. Just a reminder, the guys that are definitely established, guys that have had a lot of success, including some hardware, are still trying to figure out that each and every day is a challenge. You got to step in there and be ready with the right state of mind.
There's no doubt. I mean, when you sit in the dugout and you look across the field and guys that have been extremely successful are scuffling, it's a great thing for the younger players to look at and go, hey, you know what? Even the best of the best have times where they're not doing what they want to do. And you have to be able to be mentally strong enough to handle those things and recognize the positives. You have to recognize the fact that, you know what? I'm hitting the ball hard. I'm just not getting any hits. And as a hitter, we want our outs to be good outs. And you have to recognize the fact that I'm making good outs. I need to continue with the process and not just go try something brand new because I'm not getting a result. Stick with the process and recognize that that's what those veteran players do.
Bush, you always appreciate the insight. Keep on keeping on.
Thanks, man. Anytime.
Darren Bush joining us as the A's get ready to wrap up the series with the Yankees. Now back to Chris Townsend.
Let's go. A's Yankees, the final game of the four-game set. Wood and Cortez on the hill. A's need a victory. Can't wait for this game. Coming up next, a little baseball for you right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.